that they were murdered. They were trying to reach an indigenous, whatever, however you say that, tribe, that hadn't been reached, and they were flying over, dropping gifts and things to them in buckets, and they had their families there, actually, and the families were at a certain place, and they'd fly over where these people were. And before Jim left, someone told him how crazy he was to be doing this with his life, to go do that. And here's the words he said. A man is never a fool to give up what he cannot keep for that which he cannot lose.
Amen.
And they flew in to this area and finally found a river that had enough. There was five missionaries together, young men right out of college with their families. And they flew into this area and stopped. And here came some of the people. And first it was a woman, and she came, and they gave her trinkets and things. And then the men came and just slaughtered them. And they, all five, were murdered. Mm. And the families were, of course, devastated and trying to pick up their lives, what have you. But one of the families went back, Nate's family, went back into that tribe, were able to get in there, raised their kids there, won those people, and the very one that killed his dad, he won to the Lord. Amen. I mean, it's an awesome story. It's amazing to me. He actually wound up bringing that guy to the United States, and he took him like through a drive-thru, like McDonald's.
Oh, wow.
And gave him the card, and came back. Well, when he got home to his wife, he said, "You don't have to use money or anything." He said, "You just give them a piece of plastic, and they give it back to you, and it's free." And water comes right out of the side of the house, right out of the side of the wall. Water, stuff they have never even seen.
Right.
But it's an amazing story of God's mercy and grace. Those five men gave their lives, but that for what they wanted was to reach that tribe. And the very men that murdered them were reached for the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we say, we may not keep, it is still true. I can give up that which I cannot keep for that which I cannot lose.
Amen. Do you have some prayer requests over there, sister?
I've got a couple. Did you have
one
this morning?
I do not.
We want to continue to pray for Chris Carnahan and his wife, Denise. They did not get good results from his scans from last week, and they are looking to get a second opinion. He's been diagnosed with cancer, and he's been going through chemo, but it's not working.
The name below Jesus Christ, by the way.
Do what?
The cancer is a name below Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Amen. The family, we want to pray for the family of Gary Batchelor also. His graveside services are today at 10 o'clock at the Raiden Cemetery.
Father, right now as we pray, Jesus, you are right here in this room with us, God. And the power of the Holy Spirit is not contained to this room. Just like when Christ died, the veil was torn from the top to bottom. It is no longer contained in the Holy Holies or a temple. It is the dwelling in our bodies where it lives, Father God. And the power of the Holy Spirit is releasing right now as we speak over this whole region, over the whole world, Father, and I believe it. I'm going to pray right now for Chris Carnahan and his wife, Denise, Father. No matter the results they got, in Jesus' name, I've been there when you get bad results. In Jesus' name, that curse on their life has no power, has no authority over them. The name of Jesus is above cancer. It is above bad results. And facts in this world are only limited to our time period. So I'm praying in the name of Jesus and the authority of the Holy Spirit that the cancer would flee from his body. That comforter, that's what the Holy Spirit is called. The first mention of him, the comforter. Go comfort their hearts. Chris and Denise's hearts, Father God. Comfort them more than my words can explain. You are out of this world. You are out of our mindset, out of our understanding. So I pray right now that the Holy Spirit will comfort their heart. I pray for the family of Gary Batchelor, Father, that his graveside services are today, Father. I pray for just comfort for the family. In times of death, in times of sickness, the enemy pulls us away from God. But I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that they pull towards God. the only hope, the author of life, the author of the book of life, that they would know that you have him in your hands in the name of Jesus. And you have their future in your hands, Father God. And that they will not take things into their own power, but they would know that you're there with them through the morning stages. It reminds me of a scripture. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me in joy. So I pray right now for their sackcloth to be removed, Father, and joy, and their wailing to be turned to dancing, Father. I thank you, and we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And Joshua's Crossing Ministries is located right here at the Promise Center in Elk City.
The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford Elk City, only at barberdysonford.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, words.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship. Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
Okay, we are back. You are tuned into the Hour Power. Our guest for today is Sister Judy Gifford Parker and Nicholas Medina. Okay.
We have at our church, The Link, this Saturday on the church grounds, we're having a garage sale. It's going to be everybody who wants to participate is bringing their stuff and selling their own stuff. And all they do, they give $50 to missions, and then the rest of what they make is theirs to take. So if anybody wants to participate in that or come buy things, you know, it'll be next Saturday. The next weekend, and it's like the last few days of this month and the 1st of October, so it'll be the 29th and 30th and 1st. We are having revival with Dwayne Jones, and he's the one we had before. When he was here before, we had several people healed, and Connor was one of them that was healed. He don't wear glasses anymore. He had him lay hands on people and pray, and when he was praying for the people, God healed him. Mm. God healed his eyes. So Brother Jones has a lot of miracles in his ministry. So Help us pray about the move of God and then come and join in. This last one we had, I think Connor counted 160 people that Sunday morning.
Wow.
That was there. I mean, people, you start getting somebody that can talk directly to God and God actually give you download of truth in their life. And it never, it was encouraging. It was, he never said one bad thing about anybody. Mm-hmm. And he actually said, God talks to me about Christians and praying people. And I am a confirmation to your prayer. And if you're not praying, then I will have no word for you. Mm-hmm. So for those who are praying and seeking God, it's a good thing to get in. Because God had several words for several people, but it's those who've been seeking him. Anyway,
amen.
I just wanted to say that.
Amen.
Amen. I wanted to say a couple things that earlier she was talking about how Christ prays for us, intercedes for us. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we'll feel like, well, Jesus, how can he know my certain circumstances to be able to intercede mm-hmm. that way? But then the Bible tells us that he's our high priest. Mm-hmm. And in the high priest, it says he was tested in all points of weakness so that he could know. You remember temptation with the enemy for those 40 days. He overcame all of them. He knew in every place that we were tempted, in doubt and stress and worry in all these areas. And he is able, more than able, to go before and know your experience, to help you in your weakness, to walk with you so you may endure, even at your own pace. So don't be shy, don't be scared to go to Christ about these personal things that make, sometimes the enemy will make us feel like it's not holy, it's not right for me to take it to God. That's exactly wrong. God wants you to bring him those. He wants you to bring him those deep, dark secrets. So don't think he doesn't know your weakness. Don't think he doesn't know your pain. Take it to him. And I want to read this scripture real quick. This is out of the New King James. This is Isaiah 43:18. It is so much better than NIV, even though I don't read it that much. But I can't pull it up on my phone, so I'm going to read it here. It says, do not remember. This is a declaration over anybody who hears this right now. Even if you've been saved, and even if you are saved, this is a declaration. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Hallelujah. Behold, I will do a new thing. Amen. Let's raise our hands to Jesus. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? And the NIV says, do you not perceive it? Hallelujah. Look what I'm doing. I will even make a road in the wilderness. And rivers yes. in the desert, yes. the beasts of the field will honor me, the yes. jackals and the ostriches, yes. because yes. I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my yes. chosen. I'm letting you know before I finish this, we're the chosen. Yes. Even when you're in sin, you're in bondage, you're the chosen. Come out of that. Yes. He's going to make a river in the yes. desert. He's going to make a way in the wilderness. Let me finish this out. It says, this people I have formed. For myself, they shall declare my praise. Come on, people. This is a declaration. He's doing a new thing. Forget the things of the old. He's making a way out of your wilderness. He's bringing water to you in your desert. He's bringing a new spring into your life. Let's accept the newness of our life. He says his mercies are new every morning. Every day you have a clean slate with the Lord. Every day you have a clean slate with God. Take a hold. Grab hold and lay hold of that Amen. New thing in your life, that Amen. New creation, the new life, Amen. The new rivers. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes. I have an NIV.
You have an NIV. Read it at the NIV.
I have the NIV, Hallelujah. Brother.
I mean, this is the Lord because I wanted to read out of this one.
Well, I have the NIV. It's my treasure.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 43:18.
Mm-hmm.
Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past.
Mm.
See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it?
Do you not perceive it?
I am making a way in the wilderness.
Hallelujah.
And streams in the wasteland.
Come on.
The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the wilderness.
Hallelujah.
And streams in the wasteland. to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise.
Hallelujah. In your life, in my life, your life, her life, every single person hearing this, a new river has been formed in our desert. The area that we're most struggling in, the area that we don't think we can get out of in, a river. Life is being brought in the midst. He's not pulling us out. In the midst of our struggle, he's praying a river. In the midst of our wilderness, he's making a way. Hallelujah. Take this in. It's a new day.
Will you hand me that picture behind you, sweetie?
This one?
Yes, sir.
There you go. That's a really nice picture.
I'm an artist.
You did that?
I made this. I did. And the Lord just told me who I made it for.
Oh. Man, hallelujah. Oh, don't you make me cry.
Son of the Most High God.
Son of God, hallelujah.
You have been through so many fires. You have been through fire that some people would not have made it through, son. But those fires were for a purpose.
Come on.
God used those fires to refine you.
Hallelujah.
And now his image, hallelujah, Son of the Most High God, shines through more than any.
Hallelujah.
He has wiped and he has wiped and he has wiped until his image came through, Son of the Most High God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Nothing that you have been through is wasted.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
He walked you through those fires.
He did.
Son, you are his. And his image is clear to him.
I receive that. He calls me son every day. Thank you so much. This means so much to me. That means so much to me. Thank you so much. You know I'm going to hug you. I can't hug you over this mic. The Lord's purpose will prevail, huh?
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I praise you for what you're doing.
Hallelujah.
I praise you, Lord, what you've done in Monica's life and Tina's life and mine. And everyone listening, God, you have good plans for us, Lord. So we receive those plans, oh Lord. Open us. And each one listening, God, I ask that you will put hope in their heart, God, today, that they may realize that you are real, you are alive, and you are Lord over everything. The enemy cannot stop what God has started, and that river will flow in each of our lives as we seek you, God. You will do that new thing within us, and we claim it in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Accept the freedom.
Amen.
Accept the new life. Accept salvation today. There's freedom from bondage. No matter what people tell you, no matter what your pride raises up and you're like, what do I look like to them? Mm-hmm. What do you look like to your father?
Amen.
What do you look like to your father? You're his child and you're pure. Stay in his arms. Come home. Stop running away. Come home in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. I'm so glad you came today.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Judy. Thank you, Jesus. I hope somebody hears the message of good news. Like, it's good news, guys.
Amen. And I don't know you. No. I don't know what fires you've walked through, baby.
Hallelujah.
But God, he told me, you give that picture to my son. And then he reminded me, I believe it was Zachariah who climbed up the fig tree just so he could see Jesus, just so he could get, just so he could see.
Glory to the name of Jesus.
You are seen.
Hallelujah.
And no fire has been wasted. It was a purification, brother.
Man.
And you have done well.
That's a hard one to hear, you know.
He wants you to know how proud he is to call you son. And what an honor it is to call you son. Well. Well done.
Man.
Well done.
Man.
Well done. I hear him saying, well done, my son. Well done.
Hallelujah.
Well done.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. You have been tuned into the Hour Power, y'all.
Hallelujah. Intimacy is yours.
And I'm going to say it again. This is the most powerful hour of my day. And stay tuned for a word from Pastor Dwight with the Truth Broadcast. The title of this one is going to be Choose Your Response. Choose your response.
Hallelujah.
Choose your response. My future is not determined by my past.
Hallelujah.
But by how I respond to God today. And every day I get blessed with a new day is today. How are you going to respond?
Put on that cloak.
Amen.
Amen.
From all of us here in the studio, y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.